For the first time in many years, the government is considering whether to force automakers to produce more fuel-efficient vehicles. Last week, a key House subcommittee voted to tighten fuel economy standards for sport utility vehicles, minivans, and pickup trucks. A draft of a pivotal National Academy of Sciences study has been leaked to the press. It says the car companies could use existing technology to make even big vehicles more fuel efficient. They would cost more, but pay for themselves because consumers would spend less on gas. NPR's Kathleen Schock reports.
Many of the study's authors have ties to the auto industry, and environmentalists feared they might throw cold water on efforts to boost fuel efficiency. Instead, they agreed with environmentalists that automakers can make new vehicles more efficient without making them smaller, lighter, or less safe, and without resorting to exotic technologies like hybrid engines or fuel cells. Dan Becker of the Sierra Club says automakers could rely on technology that's already on the shelf and in some cars.
These are simple technologies like more efficient engines, engines that use less fuel, improved transmissions, the gear shifting mechanisms, moving from 3 speeds to 4 or 5 speeds, or in the case of some cars, an infinite number of speeds with a continuously variable transmission.
Improved aerodynamics and tires could also help. The panel isn't saying just how much more efficient new vehicles could be, but David Friedman, who recently completed a study for the Union of Concerned Scientists, says the difference could be dramatic.
You could take a sport utility vehicle that today gets about 20 miles to the gallon and double that fuel economy to 40 miles to the gallon for only about $2,000.
But environmentalists say without tighter regulations, it won't happen. They point to the so-called CAFE, or Corporate Average Fuel Economy Law, passed in the mid-1970s. Between 1975 and 1989, they say, that law forced car companies to make cars go an average of twice as far on a gallon of gas. But since then, average fuel economy has actually gotten worse, says the Sierra Club's Dan Becker.
When the law stops requiring the auto companies to put new technology on their vehicles, they stop doing it. Or to the extent that they put any technology on, they tune it toward more muscle, toward more acceleration, instead of toward saving oil and cutting pollution.
But automakers say they have merely been giving customers what they want. And as gas prices have fallen, many customers have lost interest in fuel economy. Gloria Berquist is a spokesperson for the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers. She says there are already plenty of fuel-efficient cars on the market.
The top 10 most fuel-efficient vehicles are not necessarily the best sellers. In fact, some of the information that we have shows that they amount to less than 1.5% of sales.
Car companies have lost money making small cars in order to comply with the CAFE standards, which require each company's fleet of passenger cars to average 27.5 miles per gallon. But they've made lots of money recently selling light trucks and SUVs, which only have to average 20.7. And they don't want to give that up.
I wouldn't even want to contemplate what that would mean for General Motors.
Bill Nowak is GM's Director of Public Policy Communications. He says SUVs, minivans, and light trucks are the company's best sellers.
And to raise the truck CAFE standard up would definitely put those products in jeopardy.
Nowak says tighter CAFE standards would drive a wedge between what customers want and what his company can make and sell. It could also put GM at a competitive disadvantage, since Japanese car companies specialize in smaller cars and would have less trouble meeting the new standards. David Cole directs the Center for Automotive Research in Ann Arbor, Michigan. He says it's just not possible to make light trucks and SUVs as fuel efficient as cars with today's technology.
Whoever believes that is really living in a fantasy world if they believe that they can do that at a cost that people can afford. It's just not achievable.
And Cole says tighter regulations just aren't needed.
Everybody that is capable of developing the new technology is working on it just as hard as they can.
Because, he says, it would give them a competitive edge. But lawmakers up for re-election are reading polls that say most Americans want cars to be cleaner and more fuel efficient. And many say the question is not whether fuel economy standards will rise, but how much. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.